June 21, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Thirsting for God. Opening Prayer. Lord God, please encourage me through what I read in your words today. Use it to build my trust in your love and faithfulness. Read Psalms chapter 42 through 43. Book 2. Psalms chapter 42 through 72. Psalm chapter 42. For the director of music, a Maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Reflect. What's the hottest day you can remember? Try to recall your feelings and how your thirst was quenched. Originally, these two psalms were probably one, and it's helpful to read them that way. A big clue to this is the repeated refrain, chapter 42, verses 5 and 11, and chapter 43, verse 5. Can you see any other clues? This psalm comes out of an experience which many, most of us have at one time or another. The psalmist is spiritually thirsty. He feels dry. Chapter 42, verses 1 through 2. He is homesick, far from his beloved Jerusalem. Chapter 42, verses 4 and 6, and chapter 43, verse 3. And feeling depressed. Chapter 42, verses 5 and 11. And chapter 43, verse 5. God seems distant. It seems that the only water he has is his tears, a night and day experience. Chapter 42, verse 3. The joy of worship has disappeared. Chapter 42, verse 4. Foes, within or without, taunt him, saying, "Where is your God?" Chapter 42, verse 10. So, thousands of years before it became a recognized treatment for conditions such as depression, the writer engaged in some talking therapy. First, he talks to himself. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Chapter 42, verses 5 and 11, and chapter 43, verse 5. And he also talks honestly to God. Why have you forgotten me? Chapter 42, verse 9. This psalm gives us a useful prescription for such times. Pour out your soul to God. Chapter 42, verse 4. Put your hope in God. Chapter 42, verse 5. Remember him. Chapter 42, verse 6. Ask for help. Chapter 43, verses 1 and 3. Apply. Can you identify with the experience in these psalms? Perhaps you or someone you know is going through a similar experience right now. Read the psalms again and turn them into prayer. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, that whenever I come to you, you welcome me, no matter what my need. It will never be too great for you to satisfy. In you, there is abundant help and hope.